All right, what is up, guys? Welcome to Pangea, the show about everything. My name is Luke.
I'm Zach, as usual.
Yeah, as usual, our names haven't changed since 2 days ago when we recorded our last podcast.
Yeah.
So we've got some interesting stuff to talk about today, like what isn't racist? Okay, so anything in the world can be taken as racist nowadays. So, like, VeggieTales. VeggieTales is a show that's been around for years and years that features talking vegetables that play out Bible stories. But people are saying it's racist now because apparently over years and years of time... most of the villains in VeggieTales episodes have been played by people of other races, so I guess that makes it racist. This is one of the most ridiculous things I have ever heard on the entire, like, just ever. Like, the point that this country is getting to when it comes to racism, like, right now, I'm not racist, okay, and I don't agree with racists. But here's the thing: you don't need to look for racism, sexism, feminism, anything in everything. You don't need to look for all these isms in every little thing you can think of, and it's stupid.
Yeah, I 100% agree, and I also have the question as of how do you make a vegetable a race? Like, what is the tomato? What is the cucumber? How are their villains a different race? If, like, what is their race? They could be the same.
Well, and I think a lot of it is about the voice actors being different races. But I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of French peas in there, so.
Yeah, that is true.
By the way, listeners, I got a new microphone since 2 days ago when we made another podcast, so hopefully we're sounding a little better today, or hopefully I'm sounding a little better. I don't know about Zach.
Probably sound the same. I need another mic.
Yeah, you don't sound too bad, though.
Yeah. This is the better mic out of the other ones that I have, so I'm working with it today. Be all right.
Sorry, I'm eating a quesadilla.
like I said in the last episode, man, you're not going to have a podcast where we're not eating or doing something in the background.
Yeah, normally it's Zach, but like yesterday I was recording, not yesterday, but Wednesday when we recorded a podcast, I was just pacing around my room with my Bluetooth headphones on, and that's why it didn't sound so great. Like, yeah. I was listening back, and I knew it wouldn't sound too great, but I was listening back to the podcast, and like those headphones do not have a great mic on them. Now, they are being used right at this moment as my headphones to record this podcast, but I'm using my microphone to actually record it, so.
Yeah. I was literally about to tell you before we started the podcast, I was going to be like, hey, I'm going to go make a Hot Pocket. Not a sponsor, but I'm going to go make a Hot Pocket because I'm hungry, but it'll have to wait.
Ow! I just, like, bit my tongue really bad, and it scraped my teeth, and it really hurt.
Hey, man, that's what you get for not sharing.
Well, if you didn't live like 2.5 hours away, I would share with you. So,
yeah.
Are we going to trail off about a different article of clothing today?
probably not. Well, I mean, I have a shirt that has a whole bunch of holes in it from wedding.
I got a new hoodie last night, so there's that. I don't know that. We did have a riveting conversation about pants the other day. I don't think we're gonna top that.
No, probably not.
So, so Christmas was 3 days ago, so we can still talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh man.
there are a couple things that people are saying is wrong with this movie. People have said that it showcases bullying, which, I mean, I guess it does, kind of. Like, I kind of see where they're coming from, but I think it's stupid that they're making a big deal out of it.
I think that was the whole point of the movie, though.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, they bullied him, but he ended up being this great reindeer.
Right. That's the whole point.
Right. But then I've heard people say that it is sexist. Because when Donner goes to look for Rudolph after he runs away, Clarice and whatever Rudolph's mom's name is, they're like, "We want to come help you. We're coming with you." And he's like, "No, this is man's work." And so it's sexist now. I don't know. It's I just don't like these movies are so old. They're classic movies. Why do you need to find stupidity in them?
Right. Great. And that kind of brings me into a segue. I find it funny that the feminists of the world want equality and how they don't get paid the same as men. And there might be the numbers to prove that. I haven't researched into it, which is fine. They can get paid equally. I'm not sexist at all. However, it's when they start asking for more than men, like they have
recently. Yeah.
That it's no longer you want equality. You're becoming sexist at that point.
Well, see, and there's feminism, and then there's like super ultra ridiculous feminism that
is
what we're seeing a lot of today, making big deals over everything that it doesn't need. That doesn't need to be a big deal, and calling it sexist and saying that they're not getting equal treatment. Okay,
yeah,
you got women's got right. Women's rights is a big thing decades ago, like in the last century, women's rights is a big thing, and now everything's equal. Right. And now they're just getting mad at men for stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And like, maybe the pay is unequal some places. That's not a normal thing in my experience, but maybe somewhere it is. I don't know.
Yeah, same. I've never seen it.
And I've been a supervisor. Exactly. And so I don't understand why everything... I just don't understand these ultra-feminists in general anymore, because they make these huge deals out of everything. They try to find, it's like they're looking for ways to be mad at the male gender.
Yeah.
And I just, it's
it's kind of not to be racist, because trying to be racist, but
anything that starts with not to be racist,
it's getting hard to be a white male nowadays.
It is.
It really is. I mean, no matter what you do, somebody's got a problem with it.
It's stupid. I don't understand.
I don't either.
Now, if you're a male black immigrant, you got problems.
Deported. What?
Whoa! Okay. Well, okay.
You said it was an immigrant, so...
Yeah,
well, I guess
I didn't say where from. He could have just been Canadian.
I mean, they get deported too.
Rarely.
Yeah, I mean, they should be.
I mean, I guess if they're screwing people over, like Justin Bieber used to.
If they come here illegally, they should be.
Yeah.
Anybody who's got the right papers, you're welcome to be here. I don't care.
If you're doing it legally,
it's
no problem. Then I don't care if you come here, but do it legally. Like, I don't understand why all these people are trying to help and like be all for illegal immigrants. Like it's not that hard to get here legally,
right? And every other country has these borders, and they have massive fines for crossing the borders. And yet, America, you just come in here and everybody acts like it should be just. What's the point in having a border?
Right, exactly. And I don't understand these people, because, like, I don't agree that we shouldn't, like, I don't think that we shouldn't have any immigrants. I just think they need to come here legally. So.
Right. Same.
I don't know.
Yeah. But all I gotta say is that wall is coming soon.
I don't know. Right now, the whole government's shut down, so.
Yeah, to get money for the wall, man. It's been, 5 days now?
Going on six days. It's been longer than that.
I think it's on 6 days as of today.
But I feel like I feel like he's not going to get what he wants out of it.
He has to at this point. I mean, he's got the government shut down to come up with the money. He's got he's getting the money. He's got the GoFundMe page that's people are all around the nation, citizens like you and me, are donating to build the wall.
I'm not.
So many supporters. I haven't either, but
I don't care enough about the wall.
At this point, money isn't an issue. I think it'll be the liberals and the Democrats, the you know the left.
Yeah.
But I think he'll at least get. I think something in the border will happen. He might not build the giant wall he wants to, but I think that there will be some kind of border protection more than what there is now. There has to be with what.
Right. I feel like ICE is overboard, though.
ICE is overboard?
I feel like ICE is going has been going overboard.
Why is that?
I don't know. They're just they're almost overprotective and violent. So.
Well, I think they're only being violent when there's violence being brought to them. Because I was watching a video the other day, and people were throwing like giant, almost boulder-sized rocks at you know these guys over the fence.
Well, right,
busting up their trucks and things.
But wait, right? But I read something a few weeks ago. It was these people on the border of Texas, I think it was, and these people they had been walking a really long way, and they just started running to get to the border and. They shot tear gas at him. Like, ICE and the cops started shooting tear gas at him.
I haven't seen the tear gas. I have seen them shoot paintball guns and stuff at him. I think that's all right. No problem
the,
there.
Like, the cops shot paintball guns? Or the,
Yeah, the cops were shooting paintball guns.
I mean, I think that's fine. I wouldn't stop them.
Or they had, like, sandbags that they were shooting at them.
Speaking of paintball guns, have you seen, there's a video on Facebook that I've seen where these gangs had switched to, in Michigan, had switched to using paintball guns.
Yes, dude, and I 100% support that, dude. It honestly made me want to move up there just because.
Because they're driving all around town shooting paintball guns at each other. Like, in that video, like, it's just a paintballer's dream right there. Like, you're driving around town in SUVs shooting people with paintball guns.
And you know me, I love paintball. I play it all the time, and I'm damn good at it. I mean, why the hell not?
then there's like the Detroit like police commissioner and the police in general that are like, no, they still look like guns. It's no better.
Yeah, but I think
it's
they have good points. However, you can't complain. They're either gonna shoot each other, and you're gonna have casualties, or you're gonna be getting hit with paint.
So right. It's better to have washable paint all over the town than bodies dropped all over the town. Yeah. So, and apparently it started in Atlanta. So,
I could really play devil's advocate with it because, like I said, the cops do have good points. And I mean, especially my paintball gun, how it looks like an AR, like, you know, an assault rifle.
Yeah, yours does look like an AR.
it's military made. But so the cops aren't going to know the difference between that. They're not going to know if it's a real gun or not. And so they've made good points. But again, you know,
I mean, except the giant hopper that goes on top of it. But
yeah,
whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Still.
They make good points, but
I feel like because of the hopper system on paintball guns, I feel like it's literally easier to make a Nerf gun look real than it is a paintball gun.
Yeah, but you can get guns that don't have the hopper on them. You can like the fully automatic ones, you can usually have a box under where the stock of it, I guess, is what you would call it. You know, that part that braces against your arm.
Yeah, that is a stock. That's exactly what it is.
You can actually have those. The paintballs will be in the stock, and then it'll have a small line that runs down the side of the gun. It's usually blended in with the gun so you don't see it, and then it automatically feeds. So you don't always have a hopper. Most do.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I've never actually, like, I've played paintball. I used to go to this church camp that had a full, like, enclosed outdoor paintball arena. They had pallets and tarps and buildings and structures all through the whole place. Three different bases. There were trees and plants and mud all over the place. Like, this is a place to play some hardcore paintball.
Right.
And it was a blast. I actually went to a full week of paintball camp there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we played on that course all week long. My gosh, it was fun, dude.
Yeah, dude, this summer I actually plan on, I'd like to take you and maybe a couple others up to Spider Park. We passed it on the way to Cleveland over the weekend.
Oh, sweet. That'd be fun.
Spider Park, just I've always wanted to go there. It's like one of the biggest places you can go.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, this summer we should go do like a couple days of it. Maybe get a cabin or something, really cheap Airbnb.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah. We should do that sometime. So, yeah. Went from racist vegetables to paintball guns. And
yeah, but it was a pretty good segue this time.
It was. We did pretty well with our segues. We're getting less and less awkward with our segues and transitions.
But we have gone a long way as well.
We got a long way in the last 2 days. We've got better audio quality. We've got better segues.
There needs to be a way for me to control the Amazon, the Alexa, the Echo Dot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To control the Roku. Oh, look, you can hear it eventually.
Well, because you have a Roku, you can't do that. But if you had one of the Amazon Fire TVs, it could.
Yeah, well, I Googled how to control a Roku the other day, and there's an app you can get. It's just not Roku. It's like you can control it with the Alexa, but you have to have the app on your phone, so there's no real point. I'm not going to get an app on the phone.
Yeah, but like I said, I love Amazon products. I have 3 Echoes throughout my house. I've got my microphone is an Amazon Basics mini condenser mic.
Mm-hmm.
I've used a Kindle for 4 years. I barely use that anymore, but I do have one. We have a Fire TV. Like I enjoy Amazon products quite a lot. Yeah. So I'm kind of in that ecosystem. So if I were to buy a streaming stick, it would be a Fire TV just because it's connected with all my other Amazon stuff.
Right.
And it just makes sense. And you can't control it with your Echo. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. I like Amazon stuff. Always have.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's a few words from our sponsor, and thanks for listening.
What sponsor?
Oh, yeah, you'll hear it in the ad, Luke.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't tell me this, so let's hear.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, I think that's about all we have for today. Thank you, sponsors. That I didn't know we had until just now. I think that's about all we have for this podcast. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
Get ready for another episode of Pangea coming your way.
Heck yeah.
Not necessarily live, but pretty soon and short after.
Yeah, I don't think we make live podcasts, but I don't know.
Yeah. All right, well, have a good one, boss.
Yeah.
See you later.
Thanks all for listening. Bye.
Bye.